Welcome to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis, CEO of the Geis Group.
Soul Guided Leadership is a personal and professional strategy empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Dr. Laurel's expert guests are committed to sharing tips, tools, and techniques to inspire you to be a soul guided leader. And here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Soul Guided Leadership, and I'm your host, Dr. Laurel Geis, and today our guest is a Soul Guided Leader. She is one of the wisest women that I have met, and we actually met about a year ago, and I'd love to introduce you today to Raquel Benavidez, and she's a business owner. She has her own business management firm, and she also hosts a weekly radio show. It's a family affair on Vivid Life Radio, and today she's going to share with us how we can engage with fear as an ally so that we can transform the fear that we feel into courage and into confidence. And I don't think there's anyone better to talk to us about that than Raquel. So welcome, Raquel. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Laurel. I'm so excited to be here with you. And thank you for that awesome introduction.
Absolutely. Well, you're an awesome individual. And, you know, so I know that you own a business management firm. Could you tell us a little bit, you know, about that company and how you came to found that and become the leader of it?
Sure. I'd be glad to. I started out, my background has always been in business management, marketing, sales. Started a while back in hospitality. Came to the point, like a lot of us do, saying, I have this gift of relationship building and managing, and is this where I really want at the end of my life? Am I going to tell my kids I was a great, you know, director of sales? So I had to just, you know, it was in my mid-30s. I had to have some reflective time, left my job, started in real estate, went kind of back to what I knew in sales, but as an individual owner, still wasn't fully satisfied until I had the opportunity to meet Don Miguel Ruiz. And we're just sitting across at lunch. I offer and say, can help. He said yes, and lo and behold, before I know it, I'm handling events and doing management for one of my absolute favorite authors in the world. So then I realized, oh, this is great. I can use my business skills to help and support a great teacher and an artist like Don Miguel to operate within the business world, because he's definitely a creative teacher. And so as our relationship progressed, I just realized there was a lot of other teachers that needed that same support in the business background. And so I talked with Miguel about it. He was, you know, wanting to go into kind of semi-retirement. And I said, you know, what if I start my own management firm? There's a lot of other teachers like yourself that need help and need support. And he said, absolutely, honey, that's great. He was so supportive. Immediately. So within a month, I started my own firm. I opened up my services. I kind of took the staff that I had built with Don Miguel, and I started my own management firm. And now we're up to about 10 clients. I have 5 employees, including everything from social media to administrative managers to event management. And here we are. Now I'm on your show.
So that's in a nutshell. Yeah, and it, you know, and that's what I like to highlight on, you know, on this time that we have together, is to highlight leaders that, you know, may be following one path, and then there's a bigger passion, right? There's a feeling into a bigger passion, a bigger purpose, a bigger way that we can help others and serve others, and you know, you're a perfect example of that. You know, moving forward and creating your own firm, becoming an entrepreneur, jumping in, and you know, and just having the experience, and when you did that, when you made that transition, when you left more of a corporate structure and moved towards entrepreneurship, you know, was there fear with that transition?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I say that I wake up every morning. I conquer fear every day. I think there's this misconception that people see successful people and think, oh, you know, they have no fear. They just go for it. They're this, they're that, you know, and that's not true. It's never been true for me. I find it to, when I'm feeling fearful, I know that I'm on the brink of something, or there's something new, or there's an unknown. and it kind of highlights that for me. And I have to make a conscientious choice if I'm going to conquer that fear or not. So I'm always dealing with my fear. I always have the inside voice that says, Raquel, you know, you're doing great, but they might just find out that you're not as good as they think you are. Or they might just find out, what makes you think you can do that, that little thing inside of you? You know, and it's always there. It's always there. I just choose to say, well, wait a minute. Maybe they will find out. And I might, to me, it's a process of opening up to yourself more and more and more and more. Because there's no doubt that we're more powerful than our imagination. So those fears are just our limiting beliefs. And they're really, they think they're trying to keep us safe. You know, they think they're trying to stop us from being hurt. But we don't necessarily need to be protected from being hurt, you know. Sometimes you fail, sometimes you do great, and it's just all part of the experience. But fear is definitely a part of my everyday life. And so is joy. You know, when I conquer the fear and it works out great, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was so fun. And sometimes it turns out fear was right, and it's a big failure. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, that didn't work out too well.
Well,
it works.
Yeah. Well, that's such, you know, that you brought up a couple really important points, and I think the first one is that, you know, that there is always fear. You know, mm-hmm. that fear does not just instantaneously dissolve from our life once
yes.
we start, you know, moving forward into following our passion. In fact, you know, for me, it was the same thing. For me, the fear just grew exponentially as I left my corporate career after 30 years and started down a new path and waking up every day, you know, with that fear. But, you know, also another important point that you brought up is that, you know, that fear is simply indicating to us that we're growing, we're on the edge of growth, and
mm-hmm.
we're moving into a new reality, right? Bumping up
mm-hmm.
against the edge of the reality that we know and kind of pushing that out like a bubble to have new experiences. And we're here to have experiences.
Yes, yes.
But
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say fear is just one word of explanation. I've had great teachers in my past, and one of the main things they talk about is irrational fear and rational fear. You know, there's the fear that your body is going to get hurt and you're going to lose a leg. That's rational, and it's important to listen to that. And then there's the irrational, and it's the one that comes from the mind and the limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs, you have to have a sense of awareness and understanding that they were created by you or taught to you by someone else. Therefore, they're absolutely irrational because no one really knows that those even exist or if it's impossible. And so to have a sense of discernment.
Okay, discernment about the irrational feeling. And the irrational fear being that little voice of doubt that we have that's questioning
mm-hmm.
us
mm-hmm.
when we want to move forward into something bigger, like, well, who are you to do this? And who's
mm-hmm.
going to listen to you? And all of those
yeah.
little those thoughts that come up, right? That old paradigm, that irrational fear. I love that. And I want to remind all of our listeners today that you've joined Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis. And our guest today is Raquel Benavidez. And she owns her own management firm. And she also hosts a weekly radio show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how do you engage with fear as an ally, as a friend, and then transform fear into courage? So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to discover a personal and professional leadership strategy to improve your performance, productivity, and well-being? Soul Guided Leadership is a thought-leading strategy combining mindfulness principles, meditation practices, and management tactics, empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same.
Contact CEO Dr. Laurel Geis at www.thegeisgroup.com
and be a soul-guided leader today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis, and today our guest is Raquel Benavidez, and she is an entrepreneur and she owns a business management firm. And we've been talking about fear and how fear can come into our lives, and that little voice of doubt that we sometimes hear when we're ready to move into something new. And Raquel, I wanted to, you know, dive into the topic today of how action can cure fear. And how fear can really be a friend to us.
Yes. So, you know, I've studied with the Deweses and Don Miguel, and I've been very blessed to be around the family and work with them. And you know, just in learning and understanding that irrational fear is a liar. It's a liar. So what do you do with a liar? You never know if it's telling you the truth or not. So following the fifth agreement, you learn to be skeptical. You learn to listen to the fear. You learn to listen to the voice. Then you can begin to discern what is the liar, what is the mind, what is just playing with you, and where your inner source is really guiding you. Because there's no doubt there. It just is, and it always will be. So there's no reason to doubt it. So you practice this, and you practice it over, and so that's how you engage, is you basically begin to learn to listen to yourself, and you become the observer, and you start to listen to the voices in your head. And that's the first thing.
So what do you think, Raquel, what do you think is the biggest challenge when we first feel the fear?
We freeze. You know, it's fight or flight. So this is where it leads into take action. Take action every day. If there's something internal within you that's soul-guided, like you said, the soul-guided leadership, there's an indicator in there that we all know, but we deny it, we ignore it. When you take action, that fear has to dissolve. It's almost like, you know, when someone's walking into a pool and they don't know if it's going to be cold or hot and they're a little nervous and they don't know what impact it's going to have on their body. They take action. They have to jump in. They'll never know. They can sit there and dialect about the water, cold, hot, deep, shallow. They will never know until they step into that water. And then you realize all of those fears, all those thoughts, all of those judgments you had about the water didn't exist until you step in and experience the water. This is much how we live life. We don't know until we know, until we experience. And even that experience is being perceived through the filter of our mind. So as we take action and take action, before you know it, using the analogy of the water, you begin to realize, wow, this water is cold, but I enjoy the cold. And not only do I enjoy the cold, I'm swimming. And not only am I swimming, now I'm a great swimmer, and my body is in great shape. And look, I can hold my breath for a minute. You begin to advance yourself. So the first irrational fears that you had about even stepping into the water are gone. They're just gone. And so this is how action cures the fear. You've got to take action. You've got to put yourself out there. And it's just like in my mind, one of the only ways to do it. If I sit there and I sit there and I sit there, guess what? The fear builds. It takes a greater hold of me. It paralyzes you. But action eliminates that fear.
So with action then, so, and, you know, there's this impulse to move into something bigger, something that we don't know that creates this irrational fear. And then by taking that step, we actually can have the experience. And so I think what I'm hearing you say is that once you're having that experience, you have more certainty about what that experience really is, rather than making up stories about what that experience is going to be.
Absolutely. That's the difference between life manifesting itself and being able to express itself,
mm-hmm.
or life being stagnant. So fear will limit the manifestation that life is trying to bring through you. You see? It keeps you paralyzed. So to me, it's like, to live a full life, you have to take action. You know, it's like, it's even someone meditating and being still, that's an action. They're choosing to act accordingly to what their passion is driving them to do. And that may be meditating and sitting for 3 days, correct? But it's their choice of action. It's their choice of what they're doing with their body. Absolutely.
So once we've made this decision, like, you know, I'm feeling this fear and I'm afraid, but I really want to move forward. How do you move forward when you're feeling that, when you're in that moment, you know, when you're shaking and uncertain, but you know you have to move forward, you know, how do you do that? How do you move forward?
Well, I have a couple of voices in my head and I enjoy them and I laugh with them and I tease myself and I make fun of myself because there's a party going on in my mind. And there is a voice in my mind that says, she's the driver. And at times, there's times where she has to tell myself, put your big girl panties on. Do it. What are you doing? Feeling? Stop it. Stop it. And I'm like, but it's so nervous. And what if I fail? And what if people make fun of me? And I have a reputation to uphold. And she's like, shut up. I'm not hearing it. Get up. And I have that conversation with myself. I have an honest conversation with myself. And I know that I'm controlling those voices. I know that all of those voices are different aspects of myself. It's like the cutting of a diamond. You know, there are different dynamics of ourselves. And so at the end of the day, my will and my intent chooses to do what it wants to do. And honestly, Laurel, there are times that I don't take action. And I feel it. I feel the stagnant part of myself. And I don't like that feeling. It doesn't feel good. And so...
Yeah.
I have to pay attention to that. If it doesn't feel good, why am I doing it? You know? And so when I take action and I'm conquering that fear and I'm moving past, they can be debilitating belief systems. They are debilitating. And when I realize that I take action, I feel good. So my indicator is my body also. You know, my body and my soul, they're dancing together. And so when I can feel the difference in my body and I know it's feeling good to take that action and to release that fear, there's no more truth than that, you know, than that experience. What are you experiencing? So that's what I do. I either have that talk with myself, and sometimes I have that talk with myself, and I say, no, not today. And you know what? That's okay, too. But I do know that when I take the action and I decide to get up and I decide to take just whatever movement it could be. It could be making a phone call to the client you really, really want, but you're afraid of getting rejected, so you keep putting it off. Make the phone call. What is it going to hurt? You know, you're going to get a no. You're going to be in the same place you were yesterday. Big deal. But I know the anticipation of not making that call is more stressful to my body than just making the call and getting the no. Much easier.
Yeah, I think we all have that, have had that experience, right? And I think, you know, it's interesting because it all seems to be coming back to these stories that we're telling ourselves.
Absolutely. The mind is a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And I know that that you've embarked on a new adventure too and a new passion. You're hosting a new radio show called It's a Family Affair, and I was really excited to hear about that. And could you share with us, you know, what, you know, where did the new show come from and what inspired you to go down this new path about being a radio show host?
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. I have always been passionate about blended families. I'm a child of divorce. I've been divorced. I have kids. I was with a man that had kids, and so we were going through the whole blended family thing. You know, I've just had a lot of experience in the area. And I thought, wait a minute, like, people have got to be able to share these stories, because we're all navigating. It's no longer the day and age that, you know, you get married and you die together and you raise your family and things like that. The dynamics are changing, and it's really being based on the people we choose. And so I had the thought in my mind to write a book to discuss this. Laurel, talk about fear, at least 15 years. And I never really did anything, and it just came to the point where it's bubbling over. And Raquel, this is such a near and dear topic for you. What is your deal? Why are you not sharing it? Why are you not jumping at this opportunity? And I thought, oh, my gosh, I don't know. So I just decided to put myself out there. Shane offered me the opportunity, and I said, yeah, let's do it. It's totally outside of my realm. It's nothing I've ever done before. But I am so enjoying sharing my family and sharing the stories we have. The feedback has been phenomenal, and I want to encourage people to love the family they have instead of punishing themselves for not being the family they thought they were supposed to be, for judging themselves for maybe having a failed marriage or a failed this. Or it's like, no, you are where you're supposed to be, and we have to be grateful for that. So I just went off on a different direction.
So when is your show airing?
So it airs every Wednesday at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. So that's 11 o'clock Eastern. It's on Vivid Life. You can always catch the links there. It's just been lots of fun. It's been so great. And the shows are always kept and recorded, so you can always go back and listen to them if you miss the live airing.
And, you know, and to me, this is just, I mean, what a perfect way to tie this all together today, that, you know, how taking action cures the fear. And that, you know, there was an idea that you were carrying with you for 15 years, and now it's finally coming to fruition. And, you know, and just in that, you know, sharing and giving of that idea, I know there's so many people that you're going to touch. And that's one of my favorite sayings, is that your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. So as we're listening to that impulse, right, that's asking us to go forth and to grow, and even though the fear arises, you've shared with us, you know, taking that action really cures that fear.
Yes, it absolutely does. And Laurel, I want to thank you, because I know it was a big step for you to really blend your business background along with the spiritual aspects. So I know that was a big step and a leap of faith for you. So I just want to congratulate you and thank you for doing that, because I think it'll be a great benefit for the business world.
Oh, thank you. It's certainly raised a lot of fear, but and it's also caused a lot of action. So I'm getting up every day and, you know, sharing my will, saying this is, you know, this is why you're here. And, you know, as we look back, you know, on everything that's happened in our lives, what's the greatest piece of advice that you've ever received?
You know, honestly, I don't know if it was advice or a move to action. Don Miguel, when I became his full business manager, one of the things he told me is that, don't worry if you make any mistakes, because I can fix whatever you mess up. Aww. And I thought, oh, cool. And it totally freed me. And then I laughed, because he only did that to empower me. He can't fix things I mess up. But he was totally empowering me to be free and to not limit myself by fear, right? He took away my fear by saying, don't worry, I can fix anything. So I try to use that to empower other people. I do it with my staff. But that was one of the best things that anyone's ever told me. Don't worry, go for it. Anything you mess up, I can fix.
I love
that. And it
was
a lie.
Yeah, well, but it was great. But and like you said, it was empowering, right?
It was empowering to know that I had his support, to know that I could do anything. I could do anything and it could be fixed. And it's true. It's true.
It's absolutely true. And, you know, our shows actually air on Vivid Life Radio. And I have to ask you one final question. So what does your Vivid Life look like?
You know, if I am living a vivid life, it's me revealing myself to me all the time and enjoying it and expressing it and witnessing that. If I am able to witness my life in its purity, to me that's as vivid as it can be.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being with us here today, Raquel, and I want everyone to connect with Raquel on her Facebook page. It's a family affair, and listen in to her new radio show on Vivid Life. And I want to thank everyone for listening today, and are you ready to be a soul-guided leader? Contact me and at thegeistgroup.com, and let's talk about how our team can help you to bring soul-guided leadership and mindfulness programs to your organization. And I invite you to join me again next week for another empowering conversation on soul-guided leadership. And remember to visit our Vivid Life radio archives and listen to wisdom from all of our expert guests. So until next week, my friends, keep on leading from your soul. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Soul-Guided Leadership with your host,
Dr. Laurel Geis.
To learn more about soul-guided leadership,
go to www.thegeisgroup.com
and connect with
Dr. Laurel Geis
to find out how
our team at the Geis Group
can help you today. Join us again next week for more expert tips, tools, and strategies to be a soul-guided leader.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.